So, you wanted to talk?
My life needs a reboot, Miss Zoe.
Is it the election?
And some other stuff. I'm starting to wonder if I have to kiss my Yale dreams goodbye.
Well, even if you did win the election, there are no guarantees. You're competing against some of the brightest minds in the world, and there are only so many spots.
Yeah, but I have my extracurriculars, good grades, and my TVM internship.
All of which are great.
What else can I do?
Have you considered a team sport?
Are you serious?
No need to give up just yet. You'll need to write entrance essays with a strong hook, ace your interview, nail your SATs. Are you studying?
A little.
Have you thought of taking a prep course? Most Ivy League applicants get some help.
Wow, $2,000?
Yeah, they aren't cheap.
Thanks, Miss Sauvay. I'll figure something out.
Auditions continue today after school. Come out and show your Panther pride.
Wow, a little light reading.
Yeah, still can't believe I won.
Well, I can. You deserve it. And we had a little help.
Yeah. guys, me and the new grade reps are talking, and we want to throw you a baby shower.
What? No. I mean, it's too soon.
Bad luck, man. You know, girls. For sure, we'll hold off for a while. Okay. This, or the lack of this, is a problem.
Yeah. Principal Simpson wants me to talk to Counselor Sauvay.
We need to tell the truth.
The truth. That we lied about being pregnant. Great. Social suicide.
You got any better ideas? Okay.
Slow down, cool now. Moving much too fast.
Fantastic news. That was the headmistress at Bromley Brook.
Bromley Brook? That's in Maine.
Vermont. You love to ski. Well, we could always discuss Groton if you like.
Boarding school?
You said you didn't want to go back to New York.
There's another option.
Oh, no, 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 no. You cannot stay here. It's a stable environment.
Well, that's what Degrassi would be. I have friends here. Or a friend.
But who would watch over you?
Holly J is practically family.
She's only 17. I know you've been doing really well with your therapy, but
I'll get a therapist here. And we could hire someone day to day, like a au pair or guardian.
I'd have to go back and forth.
You're the best mom ever.
You have to get good grades. No distractions, do you understand?
Whatever, anything. Mom, whatever happened was Bobby's fault. He's the one with the problem, not me. I promise.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I put so much pressure on you. I better make some phone calls.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
This is all that we said. This is all that we know.
We move in a month. Those boxes aren't going to pack themselves.
Yeah, I'll get on that right after I finish planning a future for myself that doesn't involve the poorhouse.
Yeah. Compared to other kids, you have a lot.
Yeah, just not the $2,000 I need for an SAT tutor.
If I'm ever gonna get into Yale...
What is it with this obsession with Yale? Maybe it was a mistake letting you stay with the Coins in New York this summer.
That was the first time I felt I was in a place I belonged.
Holly J, you are a smart girl. But it's time for a reality check.
That my life sucks and there's nothing I can do about it?
That you're gonna go places. Really good places. But maybe not to Yale with Declan.
Yeah, so pretty much what I said.
So, how are they? Is everything fuzzy?
At first, but now I'm 20/20. I just wish someone would notice I'm not wearing my ugly glasses anymore.
Did she do it?
Oh, she definitely did it.
Why would anyone do that?
Yeah, she had a problem, she fixed it. You could fix your Asperger's, wouldn't you?
No.
We should all be happy the way we are.
How did they get them in there?
Okay, let's warm up with some jumping jacks.
Sir?
All right, you can sit this one out.
She doesn't look any different. Maybe it's something else.
Well, someone's gonna have to find out for sure.
Now, if only Declan would come visit me on my lunch break, everything would be perfect.
You know he'd be here if Vanderbilt wasn't the fast track to Yale.
Right, Yale.
Check this credenza. My mom and I are looking at condos this weekend.
You're already picking out furniture?
I need to know what to tell my designer. What do you think?
It's almost $4,000.
Oh, yeah. Same as my boots. Done.
Hold on, you just bought a $4,000 credenza online?
I know, so easy.
It's easy for you to say.
And it's only money. Besides, we're gonna need something to put the TV on when we watch chick flicks. Okay, first rule of plastic paid off right away. Oh, my old account still works. Just need a new password. Got to be Fiona Seek.
So much for online privacy.
You're ridiculous. Friends have no secrets. All right, time to shop for a plasma screen.
Claire. Can I walk you to the class?
Yeah, sure, Wesley.
So, are they, like, sore?
You noticed. Well, at first, a little bit, but now they're good as new.
Wow. Can I touch them?
Wesley, that's weird.
For proof. To see how they feel.
Well, I'm sure they feel the same, but... Okay.
Really?
Yeah, just be gentle. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, are they tender?
Wait. You think I got a boob job?
Everyone does.
I got my eyes fixed, dummy. Who started this rumor?
Jenna, I have to go. I'm sorry.
President Sav Bhandari here with Anya McPherson.
Hi.
I'd like to thank you all for your support throughout my campaign. But there's something that we need to tell you. Anya?
Me?
Okay.
The truth is that Sav and I aren't pregnant.
I had a miscarriage. Super bummer.
I'm fine.
But please give us some space to deal with this. Okay.
Thanks, Anya.
And I'll let you get back to your announcements.
Locker assignment disputes can be taken up with your student ombudsman. Student transit passes are on sale in the student council room.
I'm really sorry.
Thanks. Sympathy flowers. Everyone's being so nice. Smell?
You realize that this will get back to my parents, who will kill me.
And they'll hear about a vicious rumor started by the bitter candidate you defeated in the election.
Wow, that's scary. You might be a political genius.
We make a pretty good team, you know? Wait. I need to know that it's going to be different this time.
Now you be condo shopping with Fee.
My Yale essay calls. Who's your greatest influence?
Dalai Lama.
Since when?
Since I read my essay. Whatever it takes, right?
Yeah. It's just...
There's a lot more to getting into Yale than I thought. There are other schools, right? Good schools.
Yeah, but you're better than those other schools. Is everything okay?
What if I don't get in?
Come on. You're confident. You're capable. I love that. You're not like any of the other girls I know.
Yeah, the girls with money.
The gold diggers.
Right. Well, I better get back to that essay, so I'll talk later.
Sure. Stay positive, okay?
Okay. Not digging, just sharing the wealth. I'm not sure this counts as French homework, but I like it.
Remind me again, why did we ever break up?
Your dirty secret named Farah.
Right. My parents' little arrangement. Well, that's not gonna work for me.
Sav, you'll tell them?
Someone's home.
Oh,
quick. Here, back door. Back door.
You said it would be different this time.
Anya, come on, let's just go, please.
Out of touch. What is Anya doing here?
Mom, hi. Truth is, Anya needed my French notes, and we came back here to get them. And she was just leaving, right?
We were making out.
Anya.
Sorry, Sav, no more lies. But don't worry, Mrs. Bhandari. It will never happen again. Oh, hey! Oh, what are you doing here?
Re-enrolling. I start tomorrow. SAT prep course, huh?
Yeah. Private tutoring. Gotta get a leg up.
Good for you. It's really an investment in yourself.
You gotta spend it to make it, as they say.
Well, if anyone deserves the best, it's you. So lunch at the dot, if you're raging male hormones there.
Sure.
So I confirmed with Dave. Jenna was ground zero of Hootergate. So when do we get her back?
Way ahead of you. Watch this.
Hey, Jenna. Notice anything?
So, it's true.
You went through with the surgery.
Yeah, I kept hearing some crazy rumor about that.
It's obviously not a rumor. I always thought more highly of you, you know?
And that's changed.
It's desperate. It's slutty, and I'm starting to think it's all part of some crazy plan to get KC back.
Wow, you are so insecure.
I'm not the one who got a boob job.
Neither am I, Jenna. I got laser eye surgery. See, no glasses.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oops.
If I wanted KC back, I wouldn't need fake boobs to get him.
Want me to tell the whole school I made it up?
They can think what they want.
Okay, we'll finish up tomorrow.
Anya, wait up.
It's okay, Sav. You don't have to apologize.
Yes, I do. I shouldn't have lied to my mom.
But you did. Again. We are bad for each other. And until you learn to stand up to your parents, that's never going to change.
Anya, come on. I'm sorry.
Good luck, Mr. President. You know, it's probably not too late to transfer back to music.
Sunset sang the sweetest tune. Just the song you wrote for this true love moon.
Okay, so I've narrowed it down to three options.
Are you sure you want a condo in this one horse town?
I like it here. The city, this place, Degrassi. Everything is perfect. Oh, except for the coffee. But seriously, I only have one friend in the whole world, and I'm so lucky that it's you.
Yeah. I'm lucky too.
That's weird.
What, not enough closet space?
No, I just don't remember making an email transfer.
Well, you are a frequent online shopper.
Yeah, but I keep track. The moment I have... How much was your SAT course?
I'm not sure. A bunch.
Well, I told you my password. Did you do this?
No. Yes.
You stole from me?
Borrowed. I really thought I could pay it back before you noticed. I didn't have any other way.
How could you do this?
It was a mistake. It was a huge mistake.
After Bobby, I came here because of you. You were supposed to be the one person in the whole world that I could trust. But you used me. Why, Holly J?
I'm broke. You don't know what it's like.
Yeah, well, the saddest part, if you just asked, I would have given you the money.
I give you a 9 for making Jenna squirm and a 9.9 for wiping that grin off her face.
It was pretty satisfying.
I hardly recognize you anymore.
And yet, so few people have noticed how I really changed. Maybe I should just, I don't know, go back to the old me.
No way! Give me the... Oh, my glasses!
I think you're dead.
It's okay. I don't need them anymore. Got laser surgery.
You have pretty eyes.
Thanks.
See you around?
Guess you will.
Uh-oh, I've seen that look before.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Locker. So I guess you're staying? I called you a million times last night.
I'd still rather be here. Don't worry, I didn't tell Declan.
Thanks. Please, Fiona. Look, I know I made a mistake, but you have to forgive me.
Why?
Because we're both lacking in the friend department. We need each other.
So that money thing, that was just bad judgment, right?
It'll never, never happen again. And I'll find a way to pay you back.
I know a way. $2,000 divided by minimum wage. You owe me about 200 hours of your time.
Oh. Okay.
Good. So I'm gonna sleep over tonight. Too many nights in a hotel.
My place? With all the boxes?
No biggie. Oh, another thing, I'm transferring into your history class. Oh, and calculus. Do you have French this semester?
Yeah, why?
Switch it to next, so we can help each other.
Sure, you got it.
Walk me to class. Starting to feel pretty good about this year.
Yeah, me too.